Well, it looks like we have approached the third month of the year, and I have been thinking about what to write about for this month's newsletter since I almost forgot that there are only 28 days in February and not the 30 to 31 days in the majority of the months that seem to go by every year. I will have to ponder on that and look for some news on retail in order to give out a very good newsletter for March. It makes me wonder how most retail companies file their taxes since it is tax season this year and most individuals are filing their taxes this year. Of course, taxes are separate since most businesses have different tax codes or laws they obey, since personal and business taxes are different and have laws that they obey and have different times that they have to file. What else can I say for the first day of this month regarding business taxes? Well, all I can say is that business taxes are more complicated than personal taxes because they not only have to report income they take in, but they also have to report income they pay their employees, and they have to report the amount of supplies they order. But this depends how many supplies they have and the amount of employees they have, and this is especially complicated when it comes to running a retail business since it is never known how big most retail businesses are. They could be small, medium or large businesses like Walmart, Target, Kohl's and of course Canadian Tire, which are big businesses and deal with so many employees. The retailers I describe are in Canada and the USA, and both countries have different tax laws when it comes to dealing with these retailers.